This episode is brought to you by IVP. Before we faithfully engage in our communities, how do we need to first disrupt ourselves? Check out the newest season of the Disruptors podcast, hosted by Caitlin Schess. Through her compelling conversations with guests such as Tyler Burns, Andy Kolber, Walter Kim, and many more, Schess unpacks the ways that Christians need to prepare themselves spiritually, emotionally, and relationally in order to effectively disrupt the church and the world. Watch The Disruptors on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Numbers chapter 32 through chapter 33, verse 28. Chapter 32. The petition of the Reubenites and Gadites. Now the Reubenites and the Gadites possessed a very large number of cattle. When they saw that the land of Jazer and Gilead were ideal for cattle, the Gadites and the Reubenites came and addressed Moses, Eleazar the priest, and the leaders of the community. They said, Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeth, Sebam, Nebo, and Beon. The land that the Lord subdued before the community of Israel is ideal for cattle, and your servants have cattle. So they said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for our inheritance. Do not have us cross the Jordan River. Moses' response. Moses said to the Gadites and the Reubenites, must your brothers go to war while you remain here? Why do you frustrate the intent of the Israelites to cross over into the land that the Lord has given them? Your fathers did the same thing when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. When they went up to the Eshcol Valley and saw the land, they frustrated the intent of the Israelites, so that they did not enter the land that the Lord had given them. So the anger of the Lord was kindled that day, and he swore, because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old and upward who came from Egypt will see the land that I have swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun. For they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. So the Lord's anger was kindled against the Israelites, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years, until all that generation that had done wickedly before the Lord was finished. Now look, you are standing in your father's place, abroad of sinners, to increase still further the fierce wrath of the Lord against the Israelites. For if you turn away from following him, he will once again abandon them in the wilderness, and you will be the reason for their destruction. The offer of the Reubenites and the Gadites. Then they came very close to him and said, we will build sheepfolds here for our flocks and cities for our families. But we will maintain ourselves in armed readiness and go before the Israelites until whatever we have brought them to their place. Our descendants will be living in fortified towns as a protection against the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every Israelite has his inheritance, for we will not accept any inheritance on the other side of the Jordan River and beyond, because our inheritance has come to us on this eastern side of the Jordan. Then Moses replied, if you will do this thing, and if you will arm yourselves for battle before the Lord, And if all your armed men cross the Jordan before the Lord until he drives out his enemies from his presence, and the land is subdued before the Lord, then afterward you may return and be free of your obligation to the Lord and to Israel. This land will then be your possession in the Lord's sight. But if you do not do this, then look, you will have sinned against the Lord, and know that your sin will find you out. So build cities for your descendants and pens for your sheep, but do what you have said you would do. So the Gadites and the Reubenites replied to Moses, "Your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our children, our wives, our flocks, and all of our livestock will be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will cross over, every man armed for war, to do battle in the Lord's presence, just as my Lord says." So Moses gave orders about them to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua son of Nun, and to the heads of the families of the Israelite tribes. Moses said to them, "If the Gadites and the Reubenites cross the Jordan with you, each one equipped for battle in the Lord's presence, and you conquer the land, then you must allot them the territory of Gilead as their possession. But if they do not cross over with you armed, they must receive possessions among you in Canaan." Then the Gadites and the Reubenites answered, "Your servants will do what the Lord has spoken. We will cross armed in the Lord's presence into the land of Canaan, and then the possession of our inheritance that we inherit will be ours on this side of the Jordan River." Land assignment. So Moses gave to the Gadites, the Reubenites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the realm of King Sihon of the Amorites, and the realm of King Og of Bashan, the entire land with its cities and the territory surrounding them. The Gadites rebuilt Dibon, Ataroth, Aroer, Atroth-Shofan, Jazir, Jogbehath, Beth-Nimrom, and Beth-Haran as fortified cities and constructed pens for their flocks. The Reubenites rebuilt Heshbon, Elealath, Kiriathaim, Nebo, Baal-Meon, with a change of name, and Sibmah. They renamed the cities they built. The descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, took it, and dispossessed the Amorites who were in it. So Moses gave Gilead to Machir, son of Manasseh, and he lived there. Now, Jair, son of Manasseh, went and captured their small towns and named them Hazoth-Jair. Then Noboth went and captured Kenath and its villages and called it Noboth after his own name. Wanderings from Egypt to Sinai. Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the Israelites, who went out of the land of Egypt by their divisions under the authority of Moses and Aaron. Moses recorded their departures according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. Now these are their journeys according to their departures. They departed from Ramesses in the first month. On the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover, the Israelites went out defiantly in plain sight of all the Egyptians. Now the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had killed among them. The Lord also executed judgments on their gods. The Israelites traveled from Ramesses and camped in Succoth. They turned from Succoth and camped in Etham, which is on the edge of the desert. They traveled from Etham and turned again to Pi-Hathroth, which is before Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Megdal. They traveled from Pi-Hereth and passed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and camped in Marath. They traveled from Marath and came to Elam. In Elam there are 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. They traveled from Elam and camped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea, camped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin and camped in Dothkath. And they traveled from Dothkath and camped in Elush. They traveled from Elush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and camped in the desert of Sinai. Wanderings in the wilderness. They traveled from the desert of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hattaavah. They traveled from Kibroth Hattaavah and camped at Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and camped at Rithmah. They traveled from Rithmah and camped at Rimmon Perez. They traveled from Rimmon Perez and camped in Libnah. They traveled from Libnah and camped at Rissa. They traveled from Rissa and camped in Ki Halath. They traveled from Ki Lahath and camped at Mount Shephir. They traveled from Mount Shephir and camped in Haradoth. They traveled from Haradoth and camped in Machiloth. They traveled from Machiloth and camped at Tahath. They traveled from Tahath and camped at Terah. They traveled from Terah and camped in Mithkah. New Testament reading, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 30. Breaking human traditions. Now the Pharisees and some of the experts in the law who came from Jerusalem gathered around him, and they saw that some of Jesus' disciples ate their bread with unclean hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they perform a ritual washing, holding fast to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. They hold fast to many other traditions, the washing of cups, pots, kettles, and dining couches. The Pharisees and the experts in the law asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with unwashed hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesies correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.' Having no regard for the command of God, you hold fast to human tradition." He also said to them, "You neatly reject the commandment of God in order to set up your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever insults his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if anyone tells his father or mother, 'Whatever help you would have received from me is Corban,' that is, a gift from God, but you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like this." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing outside of a person that can defile him by going into him. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles him." Now, when Jesus had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Are you so foolish? Don't you understand that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him? For it does not enter his heart but his stomach, and then goes out into the sewer. This means all foods are clean." He said, "What comes out of a person defiles him. For from within, out of the human heart, come evil ideas, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, evil, deceit, debauchery, envy, slander, pride, and folly. All these evils come from within and defile a person." A Syrophoenician woman's faith. After Jesus left there, he went to the region of Tyre. When he went into a house, he did not want anyone to know, but he was not able to escape notice. Instead, a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek of Syrophoenician origin. She asked him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be satisfied first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs." She answered, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "Because you said this, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found the child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Holy and righteous God, we thank you, O Lord, for today, for this very moment that we, no matter where we might find ourselves, get to hear your word, recognizing that we're not hearing it alone, but in a community of many, many people, near and far, carving out a moment to hear from you through your word. Teach us, O Lord, by the power of your Spirit. O God, there are times that we wrestle with things that we see in Scripture. We try to reconcile what we know to be true about your character, that you are gracious and holy. And yet, at times when we see war and we see suffering and we see the taking of lands, O God, help us to see that in the larger story of your redemptive goodness. Help us to reconcile that so we don't turn away from you, we turn towards you, O God, in the midst of passages that stir up in us a sense of confusion, a sense of wondering and longing. By the power of your Spirit, help us to see your character of graciousness and holiness and righteousness working through even the most difficult passages from our very, very limited vantage point. And gracious God, we thank you for the power of your gospel. that your gospel is so powerful and it is not limited by our own social imaginations. It steps right over our boundaries and our biases. And we're reminded of this by the power of the testimony, the witness, the knocking on the doors of heaven by the Syrophoenician woman. Oh God, it would be so easy for her to turn away in that passage to say, well, this is the Jewish Messiah and he wants nothing to do with me. But instead, she pushes in. And we are reminded, oh God, that we must continue to push in. We push into you this morning. We push into you this afternoon. We push into you this evening, knocking on the doors of heaven, saying, oh God, we know that you are not a respecter of person. You've already shown us that in your word. And so like this woman of great faith from the past, we follow in her tradition and we say, oh God, bring forth healing. Whereas the world and maybe religious teachers might say there are limits on your healing, your grace, your mercy, your power, we know that nothing is impossible for you. And so, oh God, right now we bring before you each person that thing that we've stopped praying about, that thing that secretly we don't think you have the power or heart or concern or love to remove from our lives, to heal from our lives, to redeem from our lives. And we're reminded by the faith of this woman, so we bring it right back before you today and say, oh, but even the crumbs from the table of you, oh God, can heal us, can feed us, and can make us whole. And you remind us, oh God, in your word that you give us even more than crumbs. You give us abundant life, life eternal, life everlasting. Thank you, oh God, for this witness in scripture and how it's even teaching us now by the power of the Spirit. It is in your name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's go.